Good morning, brethren. Hope it's still morning. And happy Feast of Unleavened Bread to all of us. Today, my sermonette is titled After Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread. After Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread. We had the Passover, and we know what that means. It's like renewing our commitment to the service of God and Jesus Christ, our brother and our Lord. And the Days of Unleavened Bread, the first day and today the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I want to remind us a few messages that Jesus Christ passed across to his disciples after Passover. What he told them after Passover. This is very important for us to have it at the back of our mind after today. Let us remember that these are the things that help to keep us together as God's people. These are the things that help us to move ahead with the propagation of the gospel of the kingdom of God. First of all, I want to take us to the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34. John 13, 34. John 13, So this was after Passover, and Jesus Christ said this to his disciples. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So after Passover, Jesus Christ told his disciples, "Love ye one another as I have loved you." The same thing for us today. Those disciples have served their time, have passed, and now is our turn to keep this commandment. And Jesus Christ said to us, love ye one another. This is in addition to the other commandment that says, love your neighbor as yourself. But this is a commandment given to the disciples, to the church of God. Say, love you one another as I have loved you. So the bond that joined all of us together should be love. We must remember to love one another as Jesus Christ have loved us. Check on one another, care for one another. And if it comes to that, be ready to die for one another. Because Jesus Christ said, as I have loved you. And the second thing that Jesus Christ emphasized on after Passover, you find it in the Lord's Prayer. In John 17. John 17. John 17 from verse 9. Jesus Christ was praying to the Father. He said, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and all thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." So the second thing that we have to remember and work on is to be one. Jesus Christ wants us to be one. Before Jesus Christ made this prayer, he knew that those that would believe in his name, there will be diversities in the people that believe in his name. We'll have diverse of languages. We'll have diverse of understanding, opinions. skin colors, all the diversities you can find in this world, you'll find it in the church. But Jesus Christ knew about it, and he said, Heavenly Father, I want them to be one, even as we are one. It's very important for us to be one, joined together by love. My first point. So Jesus Christ prayed to God and said that they may be one, even as we are one. Any day we cease to be one, the church will be torn apart and everybody will go their own way. No matter what divides us, no matter what comes in between us, no matter what it is that makes us different from the other, Jesus Christ wants us to put all of them together. We speak one language, which is the Bible. We have one goal, which is the word of God and God's commandment. Everything we do must be in line with what God wants us to do. And we must walk as one. We must be one, no matter what. This is very important as we renew our commitment to the service of God. We must remember to love one another as Jesus Christ has loved us. We must remember that it is very important that we will be one, no matter our culture, no matter our ethnicity, no matter our race, no matter our language, whatsoever it is, we must walk as one. That is unity among ourselves. Then the last thing is unity with Jesus Christ. We have to be unified with Jesus Christ and God the Father for us to move forward as a church. And Jesus Christ told us this in the book of John chapter 15. If you turn to John chapter 15 from verse 3. John 15, 3. One with God, one with brethren, and one with God. John 15, 3. John 15:3 says, Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. So, Jesus Christ said, Abide in me, and I in you. One with brethren, one with Jesus Christ, and God the Father. So brethren, today I want to remind us of these messages and these words that Jesus Christ left behind for us after Passover. First of all, he said, Love ye one another as I have loved you. Secondly, he said, that they may be one, even as we are one. And third of all, he said, Abide in me, and I in you. This is how we can live to represent the body of Christ. And anything short of these things will be scattered, will go our different ways. So I want to encourage us, brethren, let us continue to love one another. Let us continue to look out for one another. Let us continue to be one. Let us continue to abide in Jesus Christ and allow him to abide in us.